In the name of Jesus. Amen. No doing, no hearing. Whether there has been a hearing is shown by the following doing. So it would be better to say, where hearing, there doing. It's a question of what comes first. Ananias the high priest, the representative of the Torah, did not listen to the law which said a man may not be beaten until he's been found guilty. Before listening to Paul, he ordered him struck, and so betrayed his office and the Torah. His doing, which came before hearing, contradicted his having heard the law, of which he was the representative. So, a whitewashed wall. A wall has no ears. I might just as well have been talking to the wall. No ears on a wall, however much you may whitewash a pretense of them onto it. We have all felt the insult of people pretending to listen to us when they're not really. This is most grievous when done by high priest or pastor. Then is he a whitewashed wall. He does and speaks before he has listened. Our gospel puts it in the way of our eyes. First, the way to go must be seen before it can be gone. No more perilous a person, and particularly a pastor, than the one who does not see and who yet represents himself as a guide. The end of that is a pit. The same fact is put in gradation with disciple and teacher. Here the hazard is the disciple who has learned some things and then carries on as if he knows the lot. Doesn't need to be taught anything more, or perhaps just a few things that he judges will work. Little knowledge is a dangerous thing. He who doesn't know and doesn't know that he doesn't know is the most pitiful and a great hazard. There are no, or hardly any, operative perceptors. The text, mercifully, does not say that the teacher knows everything. The better the teacher, the more he knows, the more he knows what he doesn't know. But such as he knows, he gives. And when that is learned, then the student, when he is fully taught, will be like his teacher. And we pray, will grow beyond his teacher. But what comes first is being taught. The hazard of the half-taught, the half-baked expert on everything, is further developed in our text with the parable of the half-seeing. Both men have impaired or partial vision, but there is a difference between a log and a speck. Any helpful doing can only follow the removal of the log. That first. So away with hypocrisy and whitewashed walls. Away with putting first what can only come second. So good tree, good fruit. Bad tree, bad fruit. Figs you'll not get from a thorn bush, nor grapes from a bramble bush. Then the parable of building houses. First the foundation, then the house. This illustrates our Lord's words. First, the hearing of his words, which enliven to the doing of them. Here, hearing comes first, hearing the words of our Lord. But it is a hearing that is more than knowing them. The high priest knew the words in Deuteronomy 25, but he did not do them. There are those who know the right words to say, Lord, Lord, but who do not do them. They go on building a house as if they were Lord, calling the shots, prescribing the results. Then it is they, and not Jesus, who is Lord. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. First, Jesus, his words. His words are not just like anybody else's. They are alive with his good gifts and spirit. They carry and bestow what they say. No dead stuff, but alive, vital, creative, enlivening, and their life is in the doing of them. Check your doing. Is it doing before hearing? Is your doing running on words of our Lord and the gifts they give? If not, your doing will be swept away by the flood. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Foundation first. Only what is of that will survive the fire and the flood. But when your doing is running on words of the Lord, then your doing is sure. Don't let anyone lure or knock you off his words. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. The life of his words is the life of faith, the mighty doing active thing. First his words and then their doing. Then the doing is as sure as his words that it is the doing of. The life of faith today. Monday of Pentecost 21. Amen.